Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, many of you will know my next guest, who's an Irish broadcaster and producer as well, and really known for her positive, friendly, down-to-earth persona on TV and radio. A lot of you will know her lovely face from the hugely successful TV3 series Animal A&E and her sunny voice from numerous shows on Dublin Sunshine 106.8. But hidden behind the smile, and you probably wouldn't never even know about it, is a battle of a long, long journey of struggling with chronic pain. And she's in studio to share with us something of the journey that she's been on and to talk about that journey that inspired the writing and of this new book. I have it in front of me. It's called Pain Free Life, My Journey to Wellness. I have Andrea Hayes with me in studio. Morning, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me into the studio. It's great to be here.
Well, Andrea, as I said, anybody who's seen you or heard you, they'd never suspect that this is something that you've struggled with for such a long time. You might just tell us a little bit about the journey that you've travelled with the enduring chronic pain to date.
I was born with a hearing problem as a child, so I always had hearing issues when I was very young. And when I was 15 then, I had suspected meningitis and I had a lumbar puncture in my back, which they do as a diagnostic to see if you have it. And I remembered instantly getting very, very strong pains in the lower part of my back and kind of being told, you know, that's just a normal growing pains or whatever. And moving then until I got to about 21, I had a snowboarding accident, but I actually fell forward and I broke my wrist. But I remember mentioning to the doctor in Canada, the health service was fantastic over there, that I had lower back issues all the time, pain in my lower back. And he said, God, you know what, that's not right. You really should go and get that checked out. So during my 20s then, it was literally going to GP after GP, trying to find out what this mysterious pain was. And they thought it was sort of hormonal female issues going on. And I was brought into Mount Carmel and they did some tests and diagnostics in there. And they told me it wasn't that. So literally, I went from doctor to doctor to doctor. Nobody could explain what it was. And eventually a family intervention, I flew over to the UK, got an MRI scan, and I was diagnosed with something called spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the lower part of your back and your nerve endings come out. So at least I had something that was causing the pain, neuropathic pain. And then I got into St. Vincent's Hospital, a great doctor, Dr. Paul Murphy, nearly 10 years ago now, and he started on medication and procedures. But that was only the start of the journey, because while I had a name, there was lots more to come. And I kept this a secret from everybody. As a freelance broadcaster like yourself or in a job, you don't want to appear to be ill or not well, so you're trying to always...
You were putting on a kind of spray face, were you, Andrea, a lot of the time?
Absolutely, smiling through it and not knowing myself really what it was, because it's such an unusual area to have. We see pain as something that is caused by something else. So normally if you break your arm, you have pain and then it goes away. But my pain wasn't going away despite medical intervention with medications. And I tried, physios, I tried everything. There was other procedures I was getting done. And I started to worry, was it me? Was there something wrong with me? Am I attracting this to myself? Am I a hypochondriac? You know, what is it that I seem to can't sort this out? And that went on for a very long time. And I went through work not telling anybody. And very often I'd be in TV3 and I'd be doing my programme. And I'd have procedures maybe on a Friday or Saturday, so I'd be in hospital at the weekend and I'd come out of hospital. I might have to do a radio show, or I'd go into the bed for a couple of days. But nobody knew this was going on because I was ashamed to tell people.
It must have been really hard though, in terms of wouldn't have had any kind of support from people in that sense.
That was exactly it. There was no support because I didn't talk about it. And eventually I did a 3-week pain management program in St. Vincent's Hospital, where they tell you this pain isn't going away, because I was absolutely convinced it was. I just couldn't conceive the whole idea of having pain for the rest of my life. It just didn't sit well with me. And after the pain management program, you know, we talk about acceptance and managing your pain. So that was the first step, I suppose, in realizing that this pain wasn't going to go away and I had to manage it somehow. So that was a number of years ago. I was very fortunate then. I managed to manage my pain very well, and I was very, very, very blessed. We had a daughter called Brooke. And we were so lucky, and she's just been an amazing blessing to our family. And I managed to come off all my medication for that to happen. But once again, after I had Brooke, there was a little bit of complication, because there was something always happening kind of with every time I had an epidural or a lumbar puncture. That kind of wasn't discovered until an MRI scan revealed that I had something called Chiari malformation 1, which is a rare brain disorder and malformation that I was probably born with, most likely.
And is that the root of the pain?
It's a very very interesting area, actually, because it's so new that they can't be sure. Because I have spinal stenosis, I've three discs in the top of my neck that need to be replaced in a spinal fusion. So I have an awful lot of other things that you could say that's causing the pain. But ultimately, I think I'm compromised because my skull is going into my back. So I have a very weak back, you could say, and it's autoimmune. It affects every part of your body. And I have had pain since childhood, so it would suggest that it has always been there.
Andrea, you've gone from keeping this a secret, trying to deal with this alone. But now, when I look at your book, it's kind of flipping it on the other foot, because really you're now going into very personal and vivid insights as well into just some of the things that you've had to deal with living with chronic pain. Tell us a little bit about just some of the things that you explore in the book.
Well, what happened in 2013 when I got the call from my doctor, anything to do with your brain is very scary. And I just thought, I need to change my life. I really need to start reevaluating my life. So I took what I thought would be 3 months off to look into my wellness. And it ended up being a journey of nearly 2 years. And it's an ongoing journey. And I just explored my wellness. I started to take life a lot slower, really count my blessings, look at my life and say, actually, I've got a lot to be thankful for. I've got so much to look around and stop looking at what's not in my life and look at what I have in my life. I went in to then look at, I'm a great believer in, you know, I wanted to know, why is the placebo effect work for some people, or, you know, spiritual miracles, if you can go to a place and you can have an actual miracle that's been documented that has happened. So I wanted to be my own miracle. And I looked into the power of your mind to heal, because actually your mind is a huge healing tool. We only use 10% of our conscious mind. There's 90% there. And I explored hypnosis and clinical hypnotherapy. So I went back to study hypnotherapy. And my husband was saying,
a totally new chapter.
He was saying, are you going to be a hypnotist? Or what are you thinking of doing, stage hypnosis? And I said, absolutely not. But I really wanted to see if I could harness my own healing. And it has worked massively. So I'm really interested in thinking about what you say to yourself, your self-talk, positive self-talk every day. Just really looking at positive affirmations. I wake up every morning thankful and looking forward to the day, knowing that great things are going to come my way.
Andrea, a lot of people would say, wow, how do you, I mean, we've talked about on the show before about practicing gratitude and how important that is. But considering that pretty much every day you're managing this pain, as you said yourself, at first you were accepting, getting your head around this, that this isn't going away. A lot of people would find, wow, well, where do you get that daily inspiration and kind of thankful feeling in spite of the suffering that's going on?
It's really difficult, and it's a decision and a choice, and you have to choose your thoughts, because every day I'm in pain and every day I'd love to pull the covers over my head and just knock it up. And, you know, this morning wasn't a great morning, and you can always tell by my hair or my face, because my hair is all over the place. But I just, you have to pull yourself out of bed and you just have to say, I'm very, very lucky. Being in hospital for 3 weeks or seeing other people who have, you know, other very chronic diseases is a great leveler to know, you know, how lucky you are. Some people that have Chiari malformation, and even myself, you can lose power in your arms and you can start to, you know, paralysis is a thing that can happen. So you really start looking at the things you can do rather than the things that you used to be able to do and you can't do anymore. And I just feel you have to practice gratitude. I was only writing about it last night on my website. Pick three things that you're thankful for. And time is a thing that we're thankful for. Aren't we lucky to have our time as our own? It's a blessing, you know. So I've been very lucky. I mean, the reason I wrote the book was to share my story, because I was in the media. I thought I was very well educated, as in knowing what problems are out there, you know, chronic conditions. And I'd never interviewed anybody that had chronic pain. I'd never known that chronic pain is a thing that doesn't go away. I never knew people lived with chronic pain. And I just couldn't understand why people weren't talking about it. And I know there's so many other people like me suffering in silence, thinking they're the only one. So pain-free life, if that's you, or if you know somebody, hopefully it will give you some hope. And I think listening to somebody else's story can be quite cathartic.
Yeah, and I think as well, Andrea, you were mentioning to me just off air just some of the work that you do with Chronic Pain Ireland and just kind of the charitable side to that. And in terms of just the numbers of people that might be suffering with chronic pain, do we know the figures in Ireland?
They look at 1 in 8, they say, is suffering with chronic pain in Ireland. It's very difficult to know, because there's not proper research and studies gone into this. And ideally, we'd love clear clinical pathways to improve patient care outcome, because we want to have pain centres all around Ireland that people can go to. Because at the moment, if you present with the doctor, some GPs don't even know that chronic pain's a thing. It's very difficult to get the care you need and to get into a pain management system. Chronic Pain Ireland is a great resource. I'm on the board with them. We're a tiny, tiny charity, but we're there to listen and to help. So if you, your loved one, or if you're finding it difficult and maybe, you know, you're struggling, ring them up today. Their website is Chronic Pain Ireland. I don't have the number right to hand, but if you Google them, I mean, I'm sure we'll put it on your website as well. We are there to listen and to help.
Well, Andrea, it's been great talking to you, but before you go, I know there's something else that you're involved with. You're helping with a bereavement course in Shankill, is it?
That's right. I'm very involved in my local parish, and hello to everybody in Shankill that's listening, because we listen to Spirit quite a lot. The Bethany Bereavement Support Group are offering a safe and confidential environment, a listening service. So if you're bereaved, we're starting a brand new support programme this Monday evening, and every Monday evening for 5 weeks, Monday the 15th of February, 8 to 9.30. And if you're feeling the pain of loss and you just want to chat in a safe, confidential environment, make sure to give us a call. The St. Anne's Resource Centre in Shankill will have all the information there, and I want to give the number out of the St. Anne's Resource Centre if I can. It's 2822704. That's 01 2822704, and that's Bethany Bereavement Support Group in Shankill.
Well, Andrea Hayes, broadcaster and author, thank you so much for talking to us in studio this morning. If you've joined us halfway through, I've been chatting to Andrea about her new book. It's called Pain-Free Life, My Journey to Wellness. It's published by Mercer Press. Their website is mercerpress.ie, and also Chronic Pain Ireland, which Andrea mentioned there. Their website is chronicpain.ie. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.